Lord be with you.
Read today from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Now, is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly amazed at him. The Gospel of the Lord. In our first reading, we heard from Tobit, where he's accidentally been blinded, and he becomes very irritable and quarrels with his wife. And so she retorted, "Where are your charitable deeds now? Where are your virtuous acts? See, your true character is finally showing itself." This is one of those phrases that catches your attention. Your true character is finally showing itself. Is this a positive reference or is this a negative reference? For true character is revealed when we come face to face with adversity. It's when you find out what you're made of. What's your metal? One's courage to carry on. For character comes from the Greek word charakter. It means to chisel, hammer on stone. To form one's character is a process of pounding away. Your character is the aggregate of all your traits. They form the individual nature of a person or of a thing. So with this understanding, Jesus, knowing the Herodians and the Pharisees, that they were sent now to ensnare him, he asks, "Why are you testing me?" For the word comes from being craftily to scrutinize, to have a maliciously tempting with all those negative entrapments about it. The approach of the Pharisees and the Herodians, though, was a very subtle one, because they begin with the flattery, telling him how good he is, and then they just slide it right in there. For the question they asked him is a masterpiece of cunning when you think of it. They must have thought that they had him on the implacable horns of an inescapable dilemma. Now what's he going to say? For if Jesus said it was lawful to pay the tribute, his influence with people would be gone forever. He would be regarded as a traitor. If he said it was not lawful to pay the tribute, they would report him to the Romans and have him arrested as a revolutionary. They must have been sure that they had Jesus entrapped, that there was no more escape. For hypocrisy comes from that Greek word play acting, wearing a mask of pretense. It's the pretense of having virtues, of having moral principles or religious beliefs that one does not really possess. Think about it though, in today's American culture, there are many hypocrites pretending to have moral principles or religious beliefs. Some of them we even elected. Or they elected. There's a great need today for men and women to deeply reflect on that thought. Your true character is finally showing itself. For I read a while back a piece from Archbishop Chaput titled, "We Have No King But Caesar, Some Thoughts on Catholic Faith in Public Life." In it he wrote, "If we believe in an afterlife where we're held accountable for our actions, then that belief has very practical implications for our choices in the world. What all this means for our public life is this. Catholics can live quite peacefully with the separation of church and state, so long as the arrangement translates into real religious freedom. But we can never accept a separation of our religious faith and moral convictions from our public ministries or political engagement. It's impossible. And even trying is evil because it forces us to live in two different lives, worshiping God at home in private, in our churches, and then worshiping the latest version of Caesar everywhere else we go. That turns our private convictions into lies that we tell ourselves and we tell to others. So in closing up, in today's society, it requires a strong Christian character, a belief that has very practical implications for our choices in this world, where our true character finally is revealed.